It's time for our weekly chat with Mason Miller, head coach of the West Plains Izzard Boys basketball team, the coaches show on the Mountain of Rock Q94. Good morning.
Morning.
Here we are, a Friday, and oh my goodness. Well, you know, we got to hang out a little bit Saturday at the Liberty Shootout.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, and I know there's – what do you think about a shootout that part of the time of the year? Are you interested in – I mean, does that pique a little bit of interest?
Possibly. I almost like how they almost like the date they originally had it. But I know there's snow that happens, and it pushes you back. And so this is – I mean, for – because, like, the last week, I mean, like, that's a week of not a lot of tournaments – so you got a lot of flexibility, and a lot of teams have the flexibility to get into it. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it whatsoever.
You know, because I know JC, he's trying to get, like, you know, teams from the East, you know, Sykeston or a Poplar Bluff or, you know, Jackson or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool because you're seeing teams.
Mm-hmm.
That people around here, you're seeing teams that you know nothing about.
Yep. I mean, I went down there and we watched. My stepdad's team. Yeah. He coaches at Bunker and he played against South Penn, who's
boy, they're athletic.
And they are athletic. And they just get up and down. They try to press you. They try to pressure you all over the floor. They try to force you to create they try to force turnovers and try to get runouts out of it.
And it was a fun game.
Mm-hmm, it was.
You know, it's very, very entertaining. And you know, you and I talked before it, and it's like, well, you know, if Coach, you know, Gorman can keep them control the tempo, and because they it's hard to explain just how fast they want to play.
Yes.
But and how athletic they are, and he did a really good. I mean, it was quick.
Mm-hmm.
He did a really good job, kind of containing that tempo, letting them run a little bit. You know, because a team like you're not going to be able to slow them down.
No, you just want to try to control both ends of the floor as best you can. I mean, the biggest thing for them was trying to push the ball when you can.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're on the backside of it. Your transition defense has to be great because they're always going to leak out one or two.
Yeah.
But
there were other teams that was in it as well. That was from, you know, the Boot Hill area East, and it was really cool. And I know that, you know, they were there's talk of kind of adding and stuff like that. I didn't know if you had ever been talked to or had been discussed, but it would be kind of cool, you know, because. It's a cool place to play, and it's a fun time. But now looking back, the last time we talked was a week ago Friday, and let's get up to date as tonight on the road at Branson. But you know, we've had some games in between now and then.
Yeah. So last week we went to Rolla, played against a team that's really good. I mean they're class five, ranked number two for a reason,
and they may have one of the best players.
Yes.
In our area.
Yes. If not the state. He's good. And they shot the ball really good against us. One of the biggest things we want to go in there is what do we have to lose? We want to go in there and what do we have to lose? We got nothing to lose in this game.
You know what's funny? And I know you've heard this probably a million times yourself, and you may have even had the same thought, because I have as well. But a lot of people say, hey, just let him get his and shut everybody else down. Okay, but this type of player is capable, correct me if I'm wrong, is capable of scoring 50.
He is. On the other side of it, going into the game, you look at stats, especially this late, you start to see kind of what teams are actually going to do, and who they're going to go through. And Ethan Brown, he's their leading player in points per game, rebounds per game, and assist.
Yeah.
So like, he's not afraid to pass the ball. He knows he's the best player on their team. He knows he's going to get a double team. He knows if he wants to win, then he's got to move the ball a little bit.
Well, and a player like that, then you get players out there listening, pay attention to this. But if you're the stud, if you're the dude or mm-hmm. dudette on your team, and he has the ability, when that double team comes, he mm-hmm. knows where it's coming from. He knows immediately where mm-hmm. the open guy is.
Yep.
Immediately. And so many times I see really good high school basketball players, really good players. And they're good with the ball. They can shoot. They can penetrate, you know. But they don't recognize what the defense is doing to them and where the pressure is coming from. Because every time, if you're doubling down, you know, somebody's wide open.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, somebody's wide open, and then obviously just other players got to get to open spots.
Yeah.
And as long as, like, with Ethan's case, like, if we go out and we try to double team him, I mean Mark Miller does a really good job there and gets his kids to the right spot. And basically, I mean Ethan's very unselfish and wants to find the best shot possible.
Well, and then, you know, moving on, it didn't mm-hmm. get any easier as after the Rolla Bulldogs, you got to take on another state-ranked team,
mm-hmm.
Bolivar Liberators.
Yep. Bolivar, going into this game, I mean, if you look back on them, I mean, they've had a really good year so far. I mean, they were runner-ups in the Blue and Gold, were unseeded going into the tournament, made a huge run.
Yeah.
I mean, the only unseeded team I remember – who's ever made it to the Blue and Gold Championship.
Well, to me, they're a team that they've been flying under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Up until, you know, the last few weeks, they've mm-hmm. been flying under the radar. They weren't state ranked till later mm-hmm. in the year. And then, you know, Christmas time, they have this run into Blue and Gold. And mm-hmm. people's like, well, you know, maybe they're pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not maybe. They are.
Yeah. Hey, they are. And they got a couple kids who weren't there last year, who ended up coming back. It's a pair of brothers. They moved to Camdenton, and then they came back. It's the Engel brothers. One's a senior, one's a sophomore. The sophomore played for Camdenton last year, and you can actually go back and actually look at the preview for this. And then the senior actually went on he was actually in Mexico over all of last year. And then came back, and but both those two make them pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the oldest single brother, I mean, he makes them go. He's the guy that he's not afraid to. Oh, if you're gonna double team me, I'm gonna get the ball to this kid over here. I trust him to go make this shot.
Well, and you know, I say this often about Bolivar. You know, there's schools that just in the state, they have a really good recipe for maintaining solid athletes
mm-hmm.
and young men and women that really fully understand, you know, their roles, mm-hmm. their responsibilities. And they're just – Bolivar is just solid year in and year out. Mm-hmm. You sprinkle in a little pixie dust, you know, a couple players here and there, and it does. It makes them really salty.
And I mean part of that, I mean, Coach Hoy, he does a great job. I mean, he's been there since 2008. I think he's the longest tenured coach in the OMC at one school. And again, he does a great job. He gets his kids to play hard, gets his kids to move the ball. I mean I can't talk about good enough things about Robbie.
Well, tonight it is a OMC mm-hmm. matchup.
Yep.
It's on the road. Boy, you get to play in another beautiful gym.
Yep.
I mean, for me, I haven't been in all of them, mm-hmm. you know. For me, Branson's got one of the nicest gyms. I mean, I put it up there with Brown Grove.
Yeah, I would. And it's all, they just have really nice facilities overall.
Boy,
and it's all across the board in Branson, but yeah, we're going down there.
PD McBride.
Yep. So we're gonna go play the Eminence Legend at Branson. It'll be a 3-game night. It'll be starting at 4:30. Yeah, we're gonna go out there and let's go see what we can do against the Pirates.
Well, I followed PD for forever when he was a player.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I can say about Coach McBride's teams, they're going to be well prepared.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be very disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to work very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not going to normally beat themselves.
No, they won't. And the more film I watch, I mean they're gonna push the ball in transition. They're gonna shoot a lot of threes. I think I got 17 games of theirs on stats, and they usually shoot somewhere in the neighborhood. I think the lowest amount I've seen them shooting from the three ball is 17, and the most has been like 28, 29.
Yeah.
So I mean they're gonna shoot a lot of threes. And they got it's not only one or two guys. I mean they got about seven guys who are capable of making shots.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a lot of fun tonight. Again, it's a Friday night. It is going to be a little chilly, but mm-hmm. You know, it'd be a good time to have a lot of Zizzer, you know, boosters and fans load up and make that little hop, skip, and jump to Branson. Maybe get a room, you know, stay all night and just kind of, you know, check out Saturday morning in Branson in February. That'd be a cool way to spend Valentine's, you know, go watch the Zizzers mm-hmm. play and then crash and wake up and have breakfast at IHOP.
Oh, yeah. Hey, IHOP.
Who doesn't love IHOP?
Hey, IHOP, Denny's, I mean.
Oh, yeah, the Grand Slam breakfast. Are you mm-hmm. kidding me? But so the season is starting to really wind down.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the classes 1, 2, and 3 districts start the 24th.
And that's in 2 weeks, correct?
Week after next.
Mm-hmm.
And then classes 4, 5, and 6 will be the following week. So mm-hmm. the smaller classes have basically one more week.
Yes.
You have 2 more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to be the focus for you and the Zizzers these last 2 weeks as the positioning process for district is on?
So going into these last for 2 weeks for us, I mean overall, I mean we have two big district games coming up, and that's Hillcrest and Carl Junction. Outside of that, we've kind of went through about a month and a half stretch where we haven't played a district opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we're going to try to take one game at a time going through this. Cause basketball season, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And just trying to keep everybody focused on one goal mm-hmm. and one game at a time. Cause one thing we talked about yesterday, as a group, we sat down and we sat down for about an hour roughly and talked about, okay, like my two seniors, what's your guys' goal? What do you guys want to get out of your senior year? And so they had some really good answers with that. And basically we're gonna take one game at a time. We're not gonna look too far ahead. But I will say our district tournament will start on Wednesday, March 5th.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're a Wednesday, Friday, Monday, and girls will be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they've changed it.
Yes,
I despise that it's two locations. But well, good luck tonight. Again, the Zizzers at Branson tonight. Game will be on KDY 102.5. Appreciate you coming by, and we'll see you next Friday.
Thank you.